brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide. It is the 27th day of December 2010, and the last final sands in the hourglass for this year, 2010, are now making their way down through the hourglass. 2010 is almost over, extremely long in the tooth, with a long, flowing white beard as we accelerate into 2011, 2012, and beyond. Every time I take off a full week, which is very rare, maybe every 2 years, a lot of times I take off 2-3 days here and there on spring break or something like that, but it takes a week for me to really get relaxed and recentered. But it's also very creepy to take off time, because when I actually take off a week, I have time to get refocused, recentered, and really cogitate deeply and meditate on the state of the world. And in the last few days, I wrote 20, 30 pages of notes. I was out of town with my wife and children, of course. Put it in a suitcase, and for some reason last night couldn't find it. I want to try to go over these thoughts and ideas. A lot of it we've covered here before, but with a deeper view of understanding of just what we're facing. But to simplify it, a matrix is being built. An artificial habitat for humanity, an artificial system is being built, and it's a system designed to destroy the human order as it has always been and to basically turn us into nothing more than biological androids. And this is the globalist's own statement. This is not some new revelation. But it's when I do take off time and then I just pick up periodicals or news articles, it completely blows me away. I saw this on a newsstand, National Geographic, Merging of Man and Machine. And I read the issue cover to cover. And the entire thing is pure eugenics, written in a very seductive fashion to introduce you to it. And they talk about how great the authoritarian nation of Singapore is, and how it is socially engineered and a form of corporate communism run by a communist, a top globalist, making billions of dollars for the ministers. That's what communism is. It's big fat cats making you a slave, getting you dependent through total control of resources, and they admit in the article that the end goal is to kill the Singaporeans, to get rid of them, that their population is plummeting. You know, I talked to a top computer programmer who's high up in the Republican Party. I'll leave it at that. He agreed to come on. He's been on the show many years ago, but a few years ago he agreed to come on about Singapore and then got scared and refused. And when I pushed him, he got very angry on the phone and threatening. But he was going to come on and talk about Singapore, how they drug different water supplies in different neighborhoods, how they test everything there. Later, if I have time, I'll get into this. It's just so horrible. And National Geographic endorses it, all in a very sick and twisted way, yeah, very subtle. This is where we stand. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of news coming up.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We don't have any guests scheduled today because I've been out of town for the last week, and I have now returned to our Central Texas Command Center in the information war against the globalist, and I want to hear from you throughout the full broadcast. We also have all of this incredible news. Last night, I probably spent an hour re-researching and rediscovering the Romanian Revolution of 1989, and I did that because over the weekend, I had seen the video. The New York Daily News has it. We have it linked as well from Russia Today and CBS up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And one of the state-run TV technicians who works there in the parliament, he got up on about a 50-foot balcony, and he said, "You've destroyed our future. You've destroyed our children's future. You've sold out to the foreign banks," and he jumped off and smashed headfirst, getting incredible injuries into the parliamentary chairs and computers below. Powerful message, similar to people lighting themselves on fire. I don't think it's good to jump off balconies or good to set yourself on fire, but it's always 1,000 times more powerful than going out and shooting a cop in the head. I'm not for going around shooting police in the head either. unless they're trying to take you to a camp to be raped. And that is the type of system we're going into. Everyone has a inalienable, grassroots, organic right to defend themselves. But I'm not for offensively going out. I would rather reach out to police and military and the enforcers and try to get them to realize historically what's happening is bona fide, grade A, five-star, super weaponized tyranny. I mean, it's low down, it's scientific, it means business. And so we're going to be going over the situation in Romania today. They traded out communist oppression and Soviet satellite oppression for banker oppression. We'll get into the incredibly cold temperatures gripping Europe, Russia, the United States, Canada. And meanwhile, the New York Times says this is global warming. I actually have that headline. In fact, let me give you the actual headline. Storm wreaks havoc on travel, Wall Street Journal. East Coast storm strands travelers, vexes drivers. Blizzard paralyzes New York City, Boston. Bundle up, it's global warming. That's the New York Times. And they say the earth continues to get warmer, yet it's feeling a lot colder outside. That's an actual first line of the article. Up is down, down is up, black is white. We've never been at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. I'm living in 1984. So are you to a great extent. They put their whole grid in place. Now they're moving to start curtailing the internet and free speech in this country. The system is also more and more taking the gloves off and going, yeah, we're listening to everything you do. We're surveilling everybody. And if you don't like it, that's just the way it is. And I'm going to talk about that some today. And I've just got page after page of notes here that I wrote when I was on so-called vacation. I was able to gather together some of the notes I wrote up in the last week. A bunch of them I can't find. I also recorded some audio blogs when I was a little more reflective in the last week that we're going to be posting to PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com coming up in the next few days. I've got a lot of energy, and I'm really refocused. And I think it's good for all of us to take some time off occasionally, because I tend, everyone else tends, to get in the heat of the moment where you're just constantly so immersed in whatever your job is, whatever you're focused on, that you begin to not see the forest for the trees. But taking off a week, a full week, something I rarely do, it only intensified my complete certainty that we are facing the greatest crisis in human history. And I'm going to talk more about that throughout the transmission, the broadcast today. And when you know this information, when you really know what the score is, when you know what the social engineers are really planning, and you've got all their writings and all their admissions, and you're 100% sure of it, it just completely changes your perspective on life. I've never been a very vain person, but I remember when I was about 20-something years old, started having some of my hair fall out, I was concerned about it. Now I could care less. Or as I get wrinkles or sunspots on my face, I could care less. When somebody tells me about the football game coming up, you know, hey, some good games tonight, I could really care less. I mean, it really helps you focus in on what matters, and it's the human species, our society, our progeny's future, the goals of humanity. And if folks get anything from this broadcast, it's that there is a war on for your mind. Decisions are being made for you that are classically oppressive and not in your interest. And it's sad to see so many people under a mesmerized, mind-controlled spell marching like lemmings off the societal cliff, and I just want to see people empowered and involved and challenging the great challenges the great obstacles of our day, which are the greatest that human species has ever faced. In the sum equation, it's this. Humans, for all of our development and our long history, it was always about survival, enough to eat, not being enslaved by the neighboring tribe, being honorable, being strong. That was always what was considered to be good. And now, because we've had our needs for food and shelter basically taken care of, the poorest of us, in many respects, is more wealthy than kings and queens and more healthy and has access to more information than kings and queens of 500, 1,000 years ago. But it's because there's this glut of food and water and shelter and information, people don't appreciate it anymore. And that allows the system to come in and to begin destroying fundamental things that have always been the basis of our strength, things that are the basis and bedrock and cornerstone of our humanity, things like the family, things like our perception of reality. We are having an electronic prison built around us. Janet Napolitano, the creepy head of Homeland Security, was on CNN this weekend, and she made quite a few announcements. We have the video clips up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll probably play some of them later today to analyze it, but the point is it's hard to listen to. It's hard to look at her. If you want to go see it, we have the transcripts posted as well. And she said the pat-downs, the grope-downs, the rape-downs are going to continue. Your slave training, that you're bad and the government's good and you're a prisoner and they're going to put their hands on you. This is prison induction training. This is you're bad, government's good. And she said it's going to continue. And she went on to say it's not Big Brother, that now first 800, then 9,000. It's always exponentially expanding. Giant telescreens going in all over the country. They know you're not listening to government announcements. They know you're ignoring government billboards. They know that you at least fundamentally know they're a pack of lying crooks. Congress has the lowest approval rating in history, closing the books on the worst Congress in history, according to Gallup poll, The Examiner, and others. Believe me, they know you know. And so they're going to force their way into your life. They're going to make you listen to them. They're going to have more government announcements and more break-ins on TV and radio through FCC control boxes in all broadcast systems, the EAS system. They're going to put the 9,000 telescreens in every shop, in every mall, in every sports stadium. They're going to sit there and tell you, we are your saviors. We are the people that make your life possible. We are your protectors, because they know that you know that they're the crooks, they're the murderers, they're the trash, they're the filth. Now, I got back into town last night. I was driving home, and my dad called me. And I can't get into the whole story because of doctor-patient, privilege stuff. But it's so bad, ladies and gentlemen, that Homeland Security, through a longtime patient of my father's, a dentist, a guy he's been treating for more than 15 years, came to him and tried to recruit my dad to spy on people, to spy on his neighbors. And then my dad was telling Dr. King at their dental office about it. Dr. King said, hey, 2 weeks ago they came to my door in the neighborhood. This is your middle-class neighborhoods, and asked Dr. King. He's a friend of mine, nice guy. His wife listens every day. I want to say hi to her. You know how widespread this is, ladies and gentlemen? They're everywhere. They are getting ready for something big, okay? You better know. I mean, they've stolen the country blind. They're bringing us into depression, and these are some low-down crooks. And the InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, you think they're going to stop at recruiting 50-plus thousand preachers to spy on their flocks and tell them to submit to tyranny? I mean, do you realize the magnitude? It's just... I'm dumbfounded this is actually happening.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Say 20 things, and if you have five of those, you're a hardcore police state. The United States now has all 20 marked off and double-checked. I mean, I really want this to sink in for folks. Think of the magnitude that in Austin, Texas, we know about the spy brigades, we know about the Secure Corps going back 8-9 years ago, Associated Press reporting on taking the Boy Scouts and youth groups and training them in warrant apprehension, checkpoints, spying. 9 years ago, they had ads on TV in Austin saying, report your parents. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. The kids are given ID cards and $200 bonuses. Turning in family members are the biggest bonus. I mean, this is brazen, over-the-top corruption. Meanwhile, when government aircraft crash routinely full of pure drugs coming from the source, it's a non-news item. Nobody gets in trouble. When foreign banks steal trillions of dollars, Congress can't even find out where it went. When it comes out in congressional hearings that DynCorp is running giant child kidnapping rings, and it's even in the BBC and Chicago Tribune, nobody gets in trouble. And the public's under mind control. You tell an average cop about this, they start laughing at you. Even if you show them the news articles, they're trained at a subconscious level to have an emotional response to any type of, quote, authority figure doing something wrong, that's a joke. And really what it is deep down is they're cowards. They're afraid of bucking the system. They just want to go up in the bureaucracy. But it shook me up. It shook me up. Even though I know all this is happening intellectually, and it came out last week in the news that the ACLU is being spied on by Homeland Security, that Ron Paul's being spied on by Homeland Security, you know, mainstream news all over the U.S. We broke that almost 2 years ago. But now here it is in the news. We were sent, others were sent internally from the Army with patriots inside that at the end of the Fed rallies, they have U.S. Army there in plain clothes. And it said in the memo, watch out, don't let them know that your army, they may try to kill you. I mean, what type of brainwashing is that? You've got citizens out there saying, foreign banks are robbing us, we want to audit the Fed. And they tell the army, don't let them know your army, they may try to kill you. I mean, this is the army in Texas. And then it came out in Pennsylvania, and it came out in Maryland. And I know all of that intellectually. I was sent 5 years ago the secret Homeland Security documents, hundreds of pages. We posted them on InfoWars. People couldn't believe it. Clergy response teams, preachers in America secretly being paid. It was $50,000 back then. I don't know what it is now. They were doubling it each year. It's got to be in the hundreds of thousands now. And they're on these power trips. You go rent a car, they're asking you questions for Homeland Security. Admittedly, your preachers are spying on you. And they all get off on it. The most horrible part about this is they take all these minimum wage people who have no creativity, who have no future, who are dumbed down fluoride heads, and they give them these positions of unconstitutional power, and they're completely drunk on it. And to know that my father, last week, someone in Homeland Security tried to recruit him and said, oh, yeah, you'll even get paid money. And he even told him, well, our public thing is disaster preparedness, but really, you know, we need folks to be eyes and ears. And then my dad is telling the other dentist in his office about it. And he goes, oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago, they visited me at my house. Other people. I mean, just as a sample of the population, this is everywhere. And then you just search it, you know, Homeland Security Training Neighborhood Watch, and there are all the news articles. There are the memos. Paul Watson covered this last week. We have the Texas memo going back to 2005 where it says, is he a nice guy? Does he lock his desk at work? Does he wear Levi's? Do they have scuba equipment? Do they have cell phones? Go ahead and report them. It's so wide as to basically say everybody's a suspect, but then when a pilot last week shot video of the fact that the security's all a fraud and that all the other airport workers and people that are involved in non-commercial aviation, private aviation, that there's no security. The feds then raid him under national security. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm going to run over some more news and then open the phones up. In fact, I'll give that number out now. First-time callers, long-time callers, questions, comments, you agree, you disagree. I want to hear from everybody. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the broadcast today. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank some of our great sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. You can call and get a free brochure or go online and look at all their great high-quality, recently produced, like in the last week or month. I mean, it's all freshly made, high-quality, storable foods. The globalists don't want you to be self-sufficient. Meanwhile, they hoard food and build their underground bases. We need to get self-sufficient. That means food, firearms, water filters. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. They're going to end their special that's running right now here pretty soon. But you can get some of their specials and get free shipping, which is one of the biggest expenses involved with storable foods because obviously it weighs a lot. It's a lot of food. Free shipping, that special still running, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And also, I want to tell you about End of America 3, the number 3.com, End of America, the number 3.com, a free video with excellent information from Stansberry and Associates Investment Research. It's an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at End of America, the number 3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. And it continues. You can check it out at End of America, the number 3. Dot com. Okay, so we were going to break, and I was making the point that this is a psychological war going on. Offshore, ruthless corporations who will kill a million-plus Iraqis for oil and for a black hole to have no-bid contracts, who will shoot little kids up with live polio, live syphilis, radiate U.S. foster children, nerve gas our own troops. I mean, the people running things are hardcore psychopathic killers on record. Just legions and legions of public and declassified mass murder. I mean, these people are the criminals of all time. Just thousands and thousands and thousands of declassified chemical, biological, radiological testing on the U.S. public alone. Just mass murder, death, killing, case closed, pure evil. Okay? These are eugenicists. They believe in social Darwinism, total social engineering, total control, total domination. The final revolution is what they call it, against humanity. This is real, and it's out in the open. And they have done everything they can to shut down the farms and ranches, to break up the families, to get people dependent, to get people on welfare and Social Security, to get part of your paycheck for decades and then hold you hostage through it. They've done a good job of that. And to give you entertainment and mindless bread and circus and diversions, and to give people false icons and heroes, which focus people on issues of little or no significance. I mean, this is mind control. And to have it come home to me that just in my town of Austin, they are going out to every professional, people with 2 degrees, and they are asking them to join Homeland Security. And the average person just takes the bait, is on a total power trip. They get their little card. They're told, oh, you signed a national security letter. So now they can't ever tell people what they're involved in, and then the government can go out and psychologically profile and test these people and find out who will plant things on you, who will set you up, who will spy on you, who will bear false witness on you, because all these people have watched all the different shows about Homeland Security and Jack Bauer and 24 and how sexy torture is, and this is their new status. This is their new, they're members of the secret police. People are scared of them. See, the globalists, this is a dual message. For the dumbed down masses, it's, oh, great, everybody spies on each other. This is the new freedom. But for those of us that are awake, which is close to half the population, it's meant to scare us. Look, it doesn't scare me. It makes me focused, it makes me angry, and it lets me understand just how real this is and that I've been 100% right. In fact, it's much worse. In fact, in a way, I've been wrong. It's much worse than I ever even historically was able to analyze. I mean, this thing is big. It's like an iceberg. You only see the very tip of it. 90%+ of it's under the water. But more and more of that iceberg surfacing, and we're seeing twists and curves of this thing that I can't even believe right now. I mean, I'm getting chills right now. I had some other weird stuff happen while I was on vacation, too. You know, you take off a week and you can really get reflective. And man, I wish I was wrong. Man. And it's really horrifying. It's frustrating. It's disgusting to just have grown men in checkout lines go, hey, you going to watch the game tonight? It's going to be a really good one. And you just look at them and you just want to warn them. Hey, there's so many really big things happening. The banks, the implosion of the economy, the dollar devaluation. Historically, we know what this leads to. And if you try to talk to one of these brain-dead sheep, they'll come back with, hey, you heard the Mega Millions is above $200 million right now. You're just looking at them. Because all this facade of the movies and the entertainment and the sports, it's all still there. All this big make-believe land. But meanwhile, in the real world, this criminal, illegitimate corporate government, and it's the same model, continuity of agenda worldwide, is massing huge paramilitary forces, spy forces, weather modification, chemicals in the water. They're now announcing, yes, it's to make you calm. I've got all these mainstream news articles. I remember 12 years ago being sent by engineers, internal trade publications, not secret, but not widely distributed, how all the new appliances would spy on you in your house, how they were going to have cameras on all computers watching and listening, how the lights in your house would surveil you. I have mainstream news today. I told you 2 years ago that everything they do is a multifaceted attack. It's to train you to be body scanned. It's to set the precedent to radiate you outside of the radiation compliance laws, that they're above the law. It's about getting a 360 biometric scan of your body. And now that's Market Watch, Wall Street Journal. It's a biometric scan. I know them, okay? This is all I do. When I go to bed at night, I have dreams for 8 hours about it. Nightmares last night. It's everything. Because it's reality. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send coded internet data. Boom! Now, they don't tell you here about the patents and how they use the electricity lines in your house to tie into your smart refrigerator, your dishwasher, your computer, the light sockets. These things are so incredible that just temperature differentials in a light socket now, the new light sockets going in with the wiring, is able to listen to you in your house. All the patents are there. Ladies and gentlemen, the patents are all public. I've had Dr. Nick Begich on to cover the patent numbers, but I remember the Baltimore Sun a decade ago about DARPA testing soothing mind control towers. I mean, whoop. By the way, I've got the patents. This system is a multifaceted data transmission, flicker rate, mind control system. Oh, you're not going to watch the high-def mind control TV? They don't care. The government buildings are now putting in flicker systems that are unperceptible to the human eye. And when I went and looked it up, it's the exact flicker rate for total mind control. Folks, you think the public is already in a zombie state. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, we're living in a science fiction horror show. You know why a lot of the public can't get upset by telescreens going in and their kids being trained to spy on them? And in Pennsylvania, the government comes out and says, we're watching you through the government laptops we give your kids in their beds, in their showers. They told on themselves. It's a psych warfare test. And see, I have all this background data. I read something like this National Geographic article about the minister mentor, communist, trained in British Ivy League schools, about how Singapore is the model for the world. How many times have I told you it's the Singapore model? And they admit it in here, but they sell pure evil as if it's good. And it just goes into total social engineering. They call it social Darwinism. And they, at the end of the article, they say that the Singaporeans are dying. They have a 1.2 population replacement. I mean, they just tell you, there's the model. This system is designed to be cannibalistic, to destroy humanity. And they just sell it like it's wonderful. But my point is, when I read about the minister mentor since 1960 and how he was a communist, trained at Oxford, of course, and how it's a total police state, and how they kill you if you criticize the government. And the article kind of says, well, it's really worked well. It's a great country. But then you read how they're dying. They're not having children. It's horribly oppressive. They have incredibly high levels of suicide. The country's run by psychiatrists. And they say that the communists trained in England overthrew the British. That's the British declassified model, to claim they pull out and then to put their corporate people in, and they use it as an island to test the mind control. And then I even know insiders who admit they're putting stuff in the water there per neighborhood to test. And this is the model here. It doesn't matter how many scientists I have on, how many top doctors. I know there's a percentage of people out there laughing when I tell them that sodium fluoride in the water at one part per million more than doubles bone cancer in men and women. It more than quadruples it in young boys. And that's just one little micron. And I know the cops are laughing. They like it. Because they got a uniform, they got a monkey suit, they're on a power trip, I'm trying to save them. But you think cops are bad? They're angels compared to the general public. I'm going to say this right now, okay? They at least come from a school of thought that had to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they removed most of it, and they've quietly, in the last 20 years, made it where if you have over 100 IQ, you can't be a cop. That's admitted, there's been lawsuits over it. They don't want people that can think too much. But you think they're bad, they at least have to follow some of the Constitution for now. They are hiring every control freak goon who couldn't get a job in the real world to literally run around spying on everyone. And the, you know, the big backstory is, oh, turban men stopped them. And then when you actually go to the training, we have the video of the training manuals. I've got it from every angle of law enforcement who are awake and know what's happening. Every angle. It's 5 minutes on Al-Qaeda. It's 6 months on spy on your neighbor. Are they criticizing the government? Are they spanking their kids? I mean, do you realize how creepy this is? How overtly bad? Out of a dental office of four dentists, my dad hadn't talked to the other two. He talked to Dr. King, his friend, who's been there for many years. My dad is approached and said, we want to hire you to secretly work for Homeland Security. And then he's back in the doctor's lounge, and he goes, man, you know, this guy's trying to get me into Homeland Security. And Dr. King says, yeah, they came to my house 2 weeks ago, different people, and were trying to get me to be involved spying in the neighborhood. They want professionals, folks. Okay, they want them, and they and it's so sick when you know Al-Qaeda, CIA, when you know 99% of this stuff is staged, when you know it's for the American people, when we have all the internal documents where it's for gun owners, conservatives, landowners, you can skin a buck, you can run a trot line, you are number one enemy. You're double tough, they don't like you. You got guts, they don't like you. They profiled you. They know you're red-blooded. They know you're not a coward. They know you're not a scumbag. They hate you. Look at the New World Order. Look at all the government ministers. They're a bunch of weak, hunchbacked, pot-bellied, just scum. They hate love. They hate strength. They hate everything honorable. And they are hiring giant armies of toilet attendants, who then command the doctors and the preachers. And I've done my own analysis of this, but talking to people who've been, who they've attempted to recruit, who've been approached, that's how it's described, as just total dirtball losers. Can you imagine taking a dirtball loser who can't even zip their front fly properly? With their shirts hanging out, you've all seen it. And I'm not up here claiming I got some esprit de corps. The point is, these people are a joke. And they get all the status. They get to be the new kings of society, the new commissars, the humiliation, the anti-Americanism, the anti-liberty movement. It is so horrible. And then, as I said earlier, this airline pilot a week ago is tired of having his privates grabbed. He's tired of having to go through the radiation scanner. He's flying a giant aircraft that's a huge missile. In fact, I forget. How much is a 747 weigh? How many tons does that? Pull it up for me, please. This giant missile But he's got to have this done to him by minimum wage goons with their shirts hanging out. So the pilot videotapes what I pointed out 1,000 times, what anyone with common sense, you drive right up to the airport if you're in any working on the tarmac, luggage, mowing the yard, you know, mowing the green spaces, and you just swipe a card, you're on. Anybody could knock one of those guys in the head, drive on with that, or go get a job. I went out of the country this last week. Let me tell you, I went right up knowing what I was going to get. The woman could hardly speak English at customs. Tried to ask my two-year-old questions. Really got off on asking me questions and really was like feeding on the power trip. And I was like, man, I guess they got to get scum to, want to sit here and act powerful. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are all above the law and allowed to go free. This woman could barely speak English. Black lady with a Latin accent. So thick, I couldn't hardly. I was like, excuse me? She's like, you have a good time? Where are you going now? I mean, look, they give that woman the order to come to my house and take me into a truck and drive me off to a camp. She'll be getting off on it. She probably loves Hugo Chavez. I mean, this country is just in so much trouble. You got the average good old boy going, take all my rights, fight Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, they got all your neighbors, buddy, spying on you because you own guns. You're the enemy.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
I say I shot the sheriff. But Doc Ferris was in self-defense. Yeah.
Shoot me down. shot the sheriff. Chris, John, Joseph, Fred, Mike, and others as we start the second hour here in a few minutes, and I'll continue to the news. But this is the greatest illustration of the pure evil. This Homeland Security grid is there to protect the criminal takeover. We're trying to take our states back through the Constitution. We're trying to take our Congress back. It has the lowest approval rating in history, 9 points, 13 points in other polls. And the government's internal reports are, hire the Boy Scouts, train them for gun confiscation. New York Times telling you it's normal and it's good. Telescreens telling you spy on your neighbors. Don't trust each other, but trust the government. They're crooks, okay? You got it? And the average cop down the street, he's just out writing tickets or helping old ladies change their tires. They're not bad. But their detectives are in many cases. Running the narcotics, running the whores, they're compromised, so they go along with the feds, the threat fusion centers, all of this. And you get an airline pilot. In fact, I've got my article here. I'm looking for it. You get this airline pilot, and he videotapes the fact that there's basically no security for most of the airport workers, but pilots have to go through all of it. And the flight attendants. And what does Homeland Security do? They raid his house, instead of just calling him in, and take back his government-issued firearm, because he went through the hoops to carry a firearm in the cockpit to protect the plane. And the message is, you don't show the hypocrisy. It's all a joke. It's your bondage training. You're going through a political re-education camp. That's what America is. That's what the drills at the schools are. That's what the political correctness is. That's what all of it is. Break out of your trance and say, no, no, no. Here's just some of the headlines. Napolitano announces expansion of Gestapo zones from airports to malls and hotels. I saw Ridge say it 8 years ago. Now it's AP. AP headline today. Kurt Nemo's got an article on it. Oh, yeah, the terrorists might hit the malls and highways, so now they're going to be there. And they've got all the citizen spies. And then once they induct them into this, it's go to the gun rally, go to the Tea Party rally, go to the rally and tap the phone of the state rep. Remember, that came out in the news. And they got foreign intelligence groups, NLE 09, NLE 010, FEMA admits on their own site, 14 nations, Israelis, British, you name it, here in the U.S. spying on us. They got foreigners when you come back into the country. Did you have fun outside nation? Yeah. And like getting off of the woman's all, like she's scaring us. Hey, don't worry, lady. You're going to be nailed to the wall, too, by this. They bring tyranny in to rob everyone. You ever notice everywhere where they got trips on the street corners and secret police and spies that there's sewage running down the street and enslavement because the elites used financial tyranny as a way to control you? You think it's all cute? I'm going to dig out my article about the pilot. Here it is. Pilot punished by TSA. He's Army Reserve aviator. He's become the latest victim of harassment from the Transportation Security Administration. And it all goes through this guy. hadn't he figured it out yet? He's the enemy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.